All right.
Well, he can order.
They won't let me start.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting while they're talking. That's what I'm going to read.
He was eating cognac cakes.
New Dissident Radio. Listen before it's illegal.
This is Kirk Cameron, and I rape children on The Ardent Atheist.
You're not Kirk Cameron, and Kirk Cameron doesn't rape anybody.
He might just
Why don't
rape
we start a
Maybe just the tip. Maybe it's a biblical rape. It's a metaphorical rape. It's a spiritual rape, Emery. He's spiritually raping.
This is supposed to be a two-second drop.
Are we on? Are we here?
No.
They will soon.
The video.
Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hello.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and from giving me that street cred, to use the Igger word. You can also find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to the Facebook page of Ardent Atheist, like our page, and join in. We might use your statements in the live broadcast, so join Joe there now.
And please go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast, write a review, help us get in the top 10.
Do it now!
We only have a couple of rules on our show. Rule number one.
Guests may plug anything they want as long as they slip me a Mickey.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you loathsome pedantophile. In the studio today, we have David Feldman, Frank Conniff, and Jimmy Dore. You know these guys from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All thank right. you. Thank you.
Great to be here.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Is this show still called The Ardent Atheist?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Oh, okay.
Just like the last time you were here.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dore's been here before. Thanks
for
being
back. I had a blast on it, the show the last time I was here, and I look forward to the same thing here. But is the topics what I got in the email? Is that what they are?
Yeah, or we can go wherever we want, but that's one of the things.
I said dick jokes only.
Right.
Okay.
That was my email. Okay, so, see, I started it.
Are you worried about the topics?
No. I was looking forward to it.
Okay, cool.
Cool. So, we have a very interactive audience.
It's a chat room.
A chat room.
And they talk.
The show. And they talk during the whole show. And it's been getting crazy since you've been here.
Oh, really?
It's been getting really crazy. You should check it out.
They talk during the entire show?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a black audience?
I wish we had a blacker audience.
Right now, there's three guys jumping up and down out of their seat and smacking their girlfriend.
Hey.
If they're talking, they're chatting during your show?
So yeah, they
can multitask.
And I'm sitting here with my Facebook open on my laptop and basically chatting along with them, reading things that they say.
Yeah.
We'd like to welcome everyone here to the Ron Paul Newsletter Radio Hour.
By the way, I disavow that last comment I made that was racist. I wasn't aware that I had said it.
You weren't aware you said it? How can you apologize for something you're unaware you said?
Stuff comes out of my mouth, but I don't know what.
I got an email from a woman that it stunned me, this email. I couldn't believe it. We get fan mail once in a while, and it's really nice because what we're talking about is religion and disbelief, non-belief, that sort of thing. And when you get emails from people and they're really, really encouraging, they thank you for helping them to escape the scourge that is religion. It's really nice. Sometimes they're a little bit more deep than that. And I got an email from someone in Seattle. I won't say her name because of the nature of the email. But she's asking for some guidance. She's currently in Alcoholics Anonymous, and she's kind of riddled with this God bullshit, is her word. She said she's riddled with it. And while the program is really helpful, and it's been really hard for her to get over her particular addiction, she's having trouble with that God part, that higher power thing. And all I could do was say thanks for writing, and then I connected her to someone I know who is an atheist and has been
through that. Heroin.
And has heroin.
Right.
It's funny you say that because that was her particular addiction. Nicely done. So
this guy.
I did. I connected her with a friend.
Well, she also CC'd me, and I sent her a ton of links to atheist Alcoholic Anonymous
That's
groups.
AAA.
It's exactly. That's Worldwide Agnostics AA meetings.
Yeah. If your car breaks down.
That too. And they'll have a nip ready for you.
Well, I cannot.
You can get a discount with that card at
right.
Methadone. Frank?
I cannot speak publicly about whether or not I have been in Alcoholics Anonymous.
You're one of the few guys who understands the anonymous part. Go on.
I'll just say that I have frequently, on many nights during the last 25 years, had access to free coffee and cookies in church rooms with a bunch of other people. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, now let me ask you, Frank. Do you believe in God?
I believe in a higher power, but it's not a I don't believe in any specific religion.
Man with a beard.
God. Yeah.
Did this higher power create everything?
No. I mean, that's the thing is I think that it's very it's completely beyond our comprehension whenever we talk about that stuff. And people talk very authoritatively about some stuff that's beyond our comprehension.
Right, right.
For instance, what happens after we die.
Yeah,
and,
heaven,
and
hell,
what,
the details.
What guides everything in the universe.
You go, when you die, Frank, what are you talking about? What, you know what happens when you die.
You don't get rebooked? What are you getting at, Jimmy?
When I die, I walk off the stage and say, follow that motherfucker.
When I die, I do another 20 because they're going to eat it too. So
he's
so,
saying it's beyond our comprehension.
Yeah,
it's like installing Microsoft Windows.
Exactly. Some things are just
God has a. When you die, mm-hmm. you go to the pearly. God has a is sitting there. Mm-hmm. Jesus or his representative will have a list of things that you've done. And then whether you were lucky enough to be Catholic and you were able to confess them.
I'm sorry. I think it's the Mormons that got it right.
Yes,
the
according to
Mormons.
South Park.
Right? Isn't how this – that's. I mean, that's what they. I was taught anyway.
What do you believe, Jimmy?
What I believe is
God, hold on.
And could you say it in rap form, please?
Well, let's find out. I didn't quite hear what Frank –
Let me start
believes.
That over.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I step on what you believed? I thought I got it.
I was kind of curious. Are we rolling?
You didn't get it? You didn't get
we
it?
Are rolling.
Yes.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, we're rolling.
I was curious.
We're so rolling.
I was curious what Frank believes.
I thought he believed it was beyond our comprehension.
I think it's beyond our comprehension, but I was thinking about this is that as a writer and as someone who writes fictional things and who reads fiction and kind of believes in the power of fiction, I kind of accept the idea that the fictional, whatever fictional aspect of it you create in your mind can be helpful to you. It's you need your imagination to kind of create your own.
But what's true and real, doesn't that matter to you?
Does this supersede?
I'm not trying to be a dick either.
In life it does, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, but as a writer, I also deal a lot in the imagination and making things up and a lot of the fiction that I read, a lot of the novels, and I would include the Bible, which I haven't really read, but that's a novel as far as I'm concerned, a very influential novel. And
a lot of fucking.
Yeah,
a lot of raping and killing, stoning, a lot of getting stoned.
So I would, you know, so I'm just saying that, and for this person who can't believe in a higher power, I would say to her, try to believe in a higher idea. In other words, for instance, the idea of how much better your life is without you taking drugs, and
that's really nice. I mean,
you know, kind of the idea of what your life can be like if you don't do drugs, and kind of keep that as like a higher power in your head, but it's not a belief in a deity or a god or anything. It's just a belief. It's a spiritual belief in your spirit taking you to a better place in your life.
Yeah, it's really tough for atheists to even go to that spirit thing. What I liked about what you said for the girl we're talking about mm-hmm. is really you're talking about believing in your future, your options.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's even a better way of putting it. Yeah, believing in your future. Your future is your higher power.
Yeah. The atheist and the skeptic tends to think that our fate is in our own hands. I don't know many who don't.
When I'm jacking off, that's for sure.
Your hands are God.
Yeah.
Now, can I just ask go off topic for a second? Now, is this also video streamed?
Not tonight. We're not videoing because
you
we
guys.
Have
why just, do you want to get naked?
You mean you blew all that money on the lighting, and this is and you don't have video?
Sorry, I didn't mean to mislead you, Jimmy.
Okay.
We did videotape last time you were in.
I think
so. What is an atheist? Define atheist.
Well, an atheist, first of all, it's really
and
simple.
At some point in this conversation, I'm going to just look at you and go, and how's that working out for you?
Let's do
that's
that.
Awesome.
Let's do
one
it.
One phrase, that, like, mm-hmm. that's that Sarah Palin rejoinder that you just want to.
Yeah. Okay. I might respond with, where's your God now? But here's okay. here's what an atheist is, in my
Captain
opinion, first
Kirk
of all.
Said, well, you know God to me, mister.
That was a really good impression. You even had the facial working.
Too bad we don't have the video.
Yeah, yeah. Roll some video on it.
So define atheist for me.
Atheists, first of all, each atheist would probably like to define himself for you, because what you find in the atheist community, or when you talk to other non-believers, is that you find that some people don't like the term because society looks at it in this really awful, awful way. And the religious right has done a really good job at vilifying us, and I mean really, really good. We are when they do studies, we're in the top couple. We're like right there with the fucking Nazis.
You know, when the Christians say, you know, we're the last group you can still bash and get away with it or something, like, because they love to have this pretend victimization.
Right, they're creating
it. Yeah, that the majority is actually victimized.
Yeah,
but. That's really the atheist. They can say the worst things. You're immoral, godless. You're the epitome of a bad person if you're an atheist.
Right.
You're soulless. You right. have nothing.
Well, you know, atheism, because if you're not with God, you're with the devil. So
right.
we
right.
can't be good people. It's, there's right. no way we can have morals. There's no way we can care about people or want to do good at all, because we are of the devil if we're
when
not
in
with
reality,
God.
When in reality, morality does not come from the Bible.
But
I'm going to get back to your question.
Answer my question.
I will.
Because
let me
I
answer.
Have a theory about it.
Atheism is very simple.
Oh, really?
Atheism is very simple. It is atheism is quite simply the dismissal of any God that isn't supported by evidence.
Yes.
That's what
that's
atheism
all it is.
Nothing
evidence.
More. Nothing more. Now, because I'm a loud-spoken, big-mouth asshole, I do a lot of damage to what people think of atheists, because I right. fucking get in people's
faces.
You're
like the Black Panthers of the atheists.
I'm more of a gray or a off-white panther.
Well, we're ardent about our beliefs.
You're the Bella Abzug of atheists.
He shot over my head already. Bella Abzug?
She wore a hat.
Honey, look it up.
Congresswoman okay. from New York. Great.
Ah, right.
Kind of like the Gloria Allred.
David, I am on the edge of my seat.
I am
I'm
too.
Actually pinching a ball, waiting to hear what your theory is on
atheists. What is your theory on atheists? Or did I just fuck it up?
No, okay. Not at all. I think my exposure to atheists...
Oh, that's none of my business.
Is, I think wow. they are angry at organized religion.
Okay.
I think this is...
Not all are, but yes, some are.
I think that a lot of atheism comes from people who've come... from the Bible Belt, or from really repressive, oppressive families that kept them indoors and made them read the Bible all day.
Well, what about the people in Europe who aren't living
secular?
Secular.
Well, did you have more to add to that?
I don't believe that people have a complete unbelief, disbelief in a higher power. I think people say that. I think they do it to provoke people. I think in their private moments, all atheists...
You're talking about foxholes.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
I think that it's a lot of fun, because I will support atheism.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Jew, and I'm for anything that pisses people off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
what do we have some links for you?
So I'm with the atheists. I am. And I'll call myself an atheist. As long as there's this religious right in this country that's destroying America, I will side with the atheists.
Well,
but I do believe that every atheist in their heart of hearts believes in some higher power.
And yeah. and you believe that based on just the same thing you believe God, based on no evidence whatsoever, just some theory, something you want to believe.
Good point.
Right.
Just something you want to believe. You want it to be true, and that's what religion is. Religion is what you want to be true. And that's the same thing. That's what the right wing is in this country. They start at a conclusion and then they work backwards. They want the world to be how it, they want it to be, and how it is, they don't want to fucking hear about it.
But it's called faith. It's called faith.
Yeah, it's just as hard when you're making love to an atheist and she screams out, oh, there's no way of knowing.
That's the best one yet. That's the best one yet. That's the best one yet.
I hear that a lot, but I've not heard that originally.
I've never heard that one. On that
very
is
nice
awesome.
In fact, I'm going to be doing that soon.
You don't your shit already.
That's actually an agnostic that would yell that, though, for the record.
You don't need empirical evidence to have faith.
I will say, we're talking about my belief in a higher power, and I will just say this, and this is, comes very much from a 12-step perspective, that when you are a person like myself who early in my life did everything I could to destroy myself, yeah. And then when... For reasons that are really don't seem to have much to do with you. You don't destroy yourself, and you get help, and you get better, and then good things happen in your life. And this may be a complete delusion, but it's hard to not think that there was some help involved somehow.
Yeah, all the people around you that helped you.
That's absolutely true. Yeah,
but wait a minute, religion.
I understand that feeling, but that's all that is.
I know, and I'm not saying it's anything but
it's
that.
It's totally valid on an emotional level.
It's purely emotional. Right. What I'm saying is, and that's why as a person who has recovered from drug and alcohol addiction. I have felt that, not rationally, but I have felt that emotionally.
I want to make sure we come back and talk a little more about this, because we really are talking to one lovely lady up in Seattle who sent us an email tonight. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available in the iTunes Store.
Today's episode brought to you by Fundamentalists. Thanks, assholes.
And now back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with David Feldman, Frank Conniff, and Jimmy Dore. And I want to get back to what you said, David.
The purpose of religion, when you dig down deep into all religions, especially monotheism, it's to become one with God, which means for most people to be one with each other. To be part of the fabric of the universe.
Yeah.
The
idea of a church or a temple is for a community to gather and get out of their ego and all become part of the fabric of the universe.
Okay.
And when you do that, God is one. You find God in others. I, thou, Martin Buber. I look at you. We make eye contact. We're on the same page. We found God.
Okay.
It's becoming one with somebody other than yourself.
Okay. David. Do you completely dismiss the in-group, out-group issues that religion creates? Do you just ignore that, or do you care about that?
In-group, out-group.
Yeah. When you have
I go back to. You have a problem with organized religion.
I have a huge problem with unapologetically, but it has nothing to do with my atheism, to be honest. That part of me is the activist. It's the guy who's pissed off.
You're angry at religion.
Yeah, that's like suggesting that I'm angry at fairies but when I say, there's no tooth fairy. You're just angry at the fairies.
That's the fairy thing. Conspiracy.
There's no fucking tooth fairy and there's no God. I'm not angry at either of them.
I'm angry at Richard Simmons, but that's very close.
Unfortunately, there was a movie called The Tooth Fairy.
There was.
That's something we should all fear.
The history of the Tooth Fairy, we were just told that not too long ago, right?
Oh, there's an amazing history to the Tooth Fairy. Originally, Tooth Fairy wasn't this nice thing that brought you money.
But
it was this horrific, satanic character.
You go back to my original premise, which is...
I want to get back to it.
You're angry at organized religion.
No question.
And I think organized religion has nothing to do with God.
I couldn't disagree.
So, I mean, to discuss organized religion, to me, is irrelevant.
Well, it's not irrelevant when someone tells gay people they can't get married, David.
That has nothing to do with atheism.
Has everything to do with religion. You can control people with religion, David, by convincing them that their fucking made-up God doesn't want fags fucking in the ass.
Oh, good point. That's a good point.
I'm sorry. You can also get people to change the curriculum in high school to teach children, indoctrinate children into a horrific belief system.
That's quotidian daily nonsense about the effects of organized religion.
Without religion and without a belief in God, you don't have that power over people.
You've got to separate it.
You got to. I don't have to separate anything that is obviously combined in its design and its effect.
There are people who don't who are religious.
Where you and I disagree is there's a God. There's no God.
No. You keep my original premise is that most atheists and believe in God. They're angry at organized religion, or they're angry at God. But deep down, they believe in a God. You're pissed
no,
off.
No.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish. Let me finish my premise.
Okay.
You, Emery, I don't know you that well.
Yeah.
But I suspect.
He's a guy so nice, they named him twice.
You
actually, the truth is, they're so lazy, they only named me once. Go on.
You are angry at the right wing. You're angry at Michelle Bachmann. You're angry at Pat Robertson. You're angry at the right-wing Christians. You're angry at the Zionists
yes.
in Israel.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with God.
You're confusing, you're confusing my political and my skeptic leanings with my atheism.
Well, it's hard to, say they don't have – it has nothing to do with God when all those people use God as a major weapon in their arsenal.
That's humans. The question is – you're angry at human beings, and you're angry with the way they've...
But I think, isn't it a rational thing to say all of these people who use God to manipulate people...
Of course
and,
it's
and,
wrong.
And to gain part, but isn't it rational to say, because they do that, that's one of the reasons why I want to promote atheism, because if we don't have that... things will be much better. I mean, that's kind of a reasonable...
Fine, but
it's a reasonable...
How about saying that... Jesus Christ, that the Gospels are a collection of beautiful sermons and interpretations of his sermons.
Of fiction, yes.
Whatever.
This from a Jew.
But the past 2,000 years, people have taken his writings and used it for their own purpose.
David, we don't even know that Jesus Christ existed.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Can I say something?
That's what we're doing. Jump in.
The teachings of Christ are correct. Aren't they?
No, not completely.
Dave, can I jump
in?
Go on.
I'm turning the rope.
You're worried about offending David.
No, do you believe there's a God, a sky God?
I believe in God.
No question he believes in God.
You believe that there's a separate being from you, separate out somewhere
no,
out there in the cosmos?
No.
Oh, so what do you – I don't know what
– Can you define your God for us so we can have a logical discussion?
Because so far you haven't been able to define your atheism.
I defined it completely.
Completely.
You're trying to redefine my atheism,
Dave.
No. That's what you're doing.
Your atheism comes from anger and hostility towards organized religion.
No.
That doesn't make it bad for
you. Mine does.
Let me answer his question.
So
my activism, David,
no,
my activism comes from that.
No, I have to.
My atheism comes from logic and nothing more.
Very good.
Atheism comes from a dismissal of all bad ideas that aren't supported by evidence and, in fact, are quite frankly, proven wrong by evidence.
Okay,
I have to say, first of all, that my anger all comes from religion. And that's what fuels my orgasm.
Because you can't come without some sort of pain.
You won't know which angle he's coming from. He's brilliant.
Because, David, I think you're an atheist and you're pretending.
Well, you're an atheist to all other gods that other people believe in.
I believe in monotheism. I'm a Jew.
So you're atheistic about...
You want to hear what my beliefs
are? I'm really pissing you off, aren't I?
No,
I'm sorry.
Of course.
Go ahead.
I'm enjoying this.
I'll pretend to believe in God if I get to talk the most, too.
I believe that...
I'm with you, David.
I believe in monotheism.
Me, too. One God.
One God.
One God.
One universe.
Yeah. External from myself.
So I don't believe atheists really exist.
Yeah, well,
I think you're just...
There you go.
You're so good at
you won't even let me explain.
Stopped every time. I've been trying to explain
what my belief system is, but Jimmy interrupts me.
I apologize.
Okay, time out.
Okay.
Finish your entire thought. No one.
I won't interrupt.
And by the way, at the end of your thought, say period, and we'll talk.
Okay.
So let's get your whole idea out if you're feeling that way. Go ahead.
I believe in monotheism. I believe that is the object of each person on this planet to connect with every other person on the planet and be part of the rhythm and the fabric and the soul of the universe. And when you achieve that, you are happy and enlightened and at peace. It's almost impossible to achieve, but on a daily basis, if you work towards finding God, goodness in others, you will lead a blessed life and good things will follow. I think God is a choice. You can choose to walk in the light and do good things, or you can turn your back on it. I will give you an example, then I'll shut up. You're going to Las Vegas. I had a nervous breakdown in Las Vegas. My wife had to come and get me. She took me off the strip, and we went to the Red Rock. And I remembered what Eli Wiesel said. They asked Eli Wiesel, where was God in Auschwitz? And he said, God wasn't there. And the same thing is true for Las Vegas. No, I'm being serious. You go to Las Vegas and you say, you know what, God, I'll take it from here. I'm going to gamble. I'm going to drink. I'm going to cheat on my wife. I'm going to do everything wrong. You turn your back on God. God is not everywhere. God is a choice.
God is in Vegas, if you've been to the prime rib before.
He didn't say period, Frank.
Period.
Go back.
It's a choice to walk in the light, to be with others.
So you're just playing semantics.
Okay.
So he's playing semantical
Time
games.
Out.
Right?
All right. How is that
semantics? That's the definition of God.
You're very anti-semantic.
Fuck. This is the best show we've had in a while. All right, David, listen. First of all, saying that you don't believe that that atheists...
I don't believe you're an atheist.
Saying that you don't believe that is such a weird dismissal of someone's opinions, ideas, and communication.
It's lazy to be an atheist.
Well, you can call it lazy, but to say they're just lying about it.
Can I say something? Is that I don't?
I think it's racist to believe in God.
I don't consider myself an atheist, as I've said already. Right, but right. I think atheism is the rational way of thinking about all. It's atheism is rational, and that's why I would disagree with you. When people say they're atheists, I can easily see why they would genuinely be atheists, because there's a lot of rational thought and reason behind that decision to be an atheist.
Do you believe?
And I don't have that rationality and reason in me.
Do you believe there are any Buddhists that are real?
From what I know about Buddhism, there's and I don't know much about it, but there's good things in it, but it seems like there's a lot of bullshit at the core of it, right? Like the Dalai Lama says he's from some...
Reincarnation is completely unimportant if we can't actually... If I can't talk to my dead aunt when she comes back as a five-year-old and we catch up, then it doesn't matter.
Is that what Buddhism... I thought Buddhism is you keep getting reincarnated until you learn a specific lesson.
Your karma, right? You have to get your karma right.
Yeah, it's a lot more complex. The understanding of karma that we have is about lives as opposed to just in one lifetime. It doesn't work in a lifetime.
For me, the gist of all religious beliefs is you can boil down to...
I have a question.
I don't think that's true. I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Excuse me for 1 second.
Go ahead.
As a Jew...
I love how he starts that.
As a Jew.
Well, he starts that just with his accent. He doesn't have to say that.
You come in and I have been to courses at my temple where people say, I'm an atheist. And the rabbi says, who isn't? There is the Talmud. There's the Book of Laws. It's how you treat others. That's all that matters. It's how you treat others.
And someone like me would say, well, you're just playing a semantical game now because you think exactly like we do. I believe in that too. That we're not. You don't have to take a leap of faith, David, to think that we are connected. Because we're literally connected. It's not we're not spiritually connected
atomically, biologically, chemically.
We literally all came out of the same earth, and the energy that's beating in you is beating in me too. Right?
And that energy
and
is
it's beating off.
But it's also science, though, isn't it? Also science.
Yeah. So at any given point, you might have the same chemical parts end up in you. I mean,
we all have Hitler.
We all get
our energy from the sun that's in us come from a scent. So those are all metaphors for what's literally happening. Religion is a metaphor for what's literally happening to us right now, and we're literally connected. You and I are not. Separation is the illusion. And that's what, and so that's the reality. And religion is a metaphor to express that reality.
And I don't need a temple to.
But you keep going back to organized
religion.
And
so we believe the same thing.
You're just attacking.
Let me stop.
So
let me stop.
Back. No.
You brought the fucking temple up. What do you want from me?
But I'm saying it goes back. It goes back to what I said originally. This is a discussion about organized religion.
Let's be
and not
very clear.
God.
Let's be very clear about that. And I disagree with that dissertation. You couldn't be more wrong, in my opinion. What you're trying to do is you're trying to marry my atheism to my activism, and they don't necessarily go together. They have things in common.
I agree that all organized religion is bullshit, and if you put, if you measure the damage that organized religion has done to the world versus the good, the damage is far worse than any good that organized religion has contributed.
Okay.
Organized religion has nothing to do with God. It's people trying to interpret their vision and impose their views of the universe on others. I agree with you.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with atheism.
Okay.
And for a woman who's trying to kick heroin not to surrender to a higher power.
It was crack.
I'm not saying to this woman who has heroin addiction, I wouldn't say to her, go become a Mormon or go become a Scientologist. I would tell her to surrender to a higher power, whatever higher power she chooses.
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
You said that deep
so
down—
I don't believe you're an atheist.
You're saying, but that's something we agreed on.
You say that you don't believe in atheists.
Then you're not an atheist. If you believe that when we're all connected and part of something, that is, by definition, God.
See, I would say the exact opposite. I would say the fact that that's what you think is God shows that you don't believe in God.
Everybody has a different
you
view of
in
what
science.
God is.
That's
why
science.
Do you call it God?
That's science, David.
Did this God of yours create the universe, David?
There are 8 billion people on this planet.
Yeah.
There are probably...
And none of them fucking me right now. None of them.
5 billion interpretations.
You're on my show. I'm fucking you.
5 billion interpretations of what God is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get the 3 Catholics in the same room.
You and I agree 3/4 of the way. Go on.
So what? Does
you've
that
made your point. Well, my point is
they can all be wrong, but they can't all be right.
What do you mean?
They can't all be right, but they can all be wrong. Is
yeah,
what I'm
that's
they
exactly
can be right,
right
if they keep their mouths shut.
As Jerry Sandusky said,
we agree on that.
Just
what did
the
Jerry
tip,
say?
Just the tip.
Just the tip. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Today, we would like to give a shout out to the Center for Inquiry. Please go to cfiwest.org and donate, because the Center for Inquiry is working to promote and defend reason, science, and freedom of inquiry in all areas of human endeavor. And now back to Ardent Atheist. Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in.
Well, you answered my question, the one that I had, which was...
This reconfirms my prejudice when I came in here.
Well,
I
didn't know you were coming here with a chip on your shoulder.
That you hate black people.
No. Yes.
My prejudice when I came in here is these... You guys are not... You confuse atheism with your... contempt for organized religion.
So listen,
you do believe in a higher power.
I don't believe in a higher power.
I wouldn't know. Listen.
What makes no? Wait, please.
Like a true comedian.
Go.
The same
David
thing.
Do it.
Has to be a
contrary. What I'm trying to ask you is this higher power that you say that you feel that you know that we believe in.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that is? Because I don't believe in a higher power, and I can tell you that for a fact that I.
Then why
I do
don't
not
you punch
believe-
me right now?
Because I don't
okay,
want to
Okay, that's
you.
Where we're going.
Why?
So wait. You're saying we have no morals. That's what you just said. That's what you're communicating. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying a belief in other people is a higher power, and that's where morality. That's morality.
A
comes
belief
from.
In other people.
A belief.
Well,
in-
you're doing what they all do. It's not semantics. You know what it is? It's intellectual calisthenics. That's what this is. You are fucking bending this way and going that way and going this way, and you're just changing what God is through the whole discussion to support this absurd idea that there's a God. There isn't a God. We have no reason to believe something created the earth. And quite frankly, anybody who gets down on their fucking knees and worships that which created them is a fucking slave. And no one should be doing that in any system.
But you're a slave to your morals, then.
No, I'm not a slave to my morals.
Why
I am
don't
a,
you whip your cock out and start masturbating?
He will!
Because I
he
have,
would!
Yeah, I
He'll
would.
Do it! No. Don't tell him to do it! Oh, my God!
I mean,
self-respect.
If I knew Frank a little better, that would have happened. I don't know Frank well enough to take my cock out.
Why don't you,
self-respect.
Why don't you get a baseball bat when you're driving? And
because I'm a moral person. You've made another horrible error about atheists. David, you're suggesting we can't have morals if we don't believe in a higher power. It's fucking retarded what you're saying. We have Listen, the Chinese came up with morality long before any of the ideas of current gods.
And those people are crazy.
Any of them.
Okay, David, you're first after the break, but we got to go. We're up against the
I haven't. I'm not doing any breaks on this show, actually. We're doing no breaks, honey.
I think that God...
Thank
it's too good.
God.
I believe God would have created the Earth in 7 days, but then he got notes from development executives.
He got frustrated and had to take a day off? Is that what you're saying?
No, it went on for months. It went on way longer.
I saw your bit about notes and reading from the notebook and then getting to the back where the notebook actually is critiquing the performance.
Oh, right, right.
Brilliant fucking meta piece. Really funny. What atheists want to know is if you believe in a God, tell us what that God is. Define the God. Help us understand why you believe in the God.
Well, I think we believe the exact same thing. So you're just going to say, of course, belief in other people. Now we're just playing a semantical game.
Well, you keep saying it's semantic. There are religions that are based on belief in other people.
Well, what
why are you so angry at these religions, David? It seems to have you really upset that they're confusing your God with the God that they've invented.
I don't care what.
I mean, as an agnostic Jew, you seem pretty upset by this.
I'm not an agnostic Jew.
I believe.
You are entitled to whatever beliefs you have. Keep your fucking mouth shut about it. That's why I identify myself as an atheist.
So
it pisses off the Christian right.
Right.
But there are 20 billion different interpretations of what God is because humans are not – we're not capable.
All right. Well, then
I would bring it back to what I said before about that humans – that we have imaginations and we create – all of these religious stories and parables and fables or whatever are things that as a writer, when I hear Bible stories, Noah's Ark or whatever, or Adam and Eve, that's obviously something that a creative writer came up with.
Of course.
And, you know, and if you can, if you want to say, oh, I can take this story and maybe learn something like the story of Adam and Eve, it can teach us that all women are whores and, you know... and whatever
like
lesson,
we didn't know that already.
Yeah, whatever lesson you take from it, then that's fine. But when they say this is the word of God and this all really happened,
right.
You know, it just goes into the level of craziness there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I believe that not just religion, but any belief in God harms individuals. And harms, absolutely.
I would disagree with that.
Society. The reason that I think that that's a problem on the basic level, just individually, is because when we build our world, our belief system, and our approach to living on that which isn't accurate or true, we're simply not doing ourselves as a society or an individual any favors. Number one, the first thing that happens when you start accepting things on faith, what follows that is not thinking critically. When we don't think critically, it harms us. It harms us individually.
But faith in my life, and I'm not even talking about faith in God, faith is required, you know.
You were the perfect guest for this show, Frank. I mean, you've drank a lot of coffee, is what we're saying.
Right,
and
but I'm saying
you don't believe in a God. Is that right?
No, I believe in a higher power, is what I've said. But I'm saying that faith... even if it's not faith in a higher power, and like I was saying about that woman who wants to stay off heroin, it is a faith in a better life, you know. Mm-hmm. And for all of us who get into show business, like that requires faith, you know.
Yeah.
Faith that there's like all of the – there's so much of a mystery to the world and to what's going to happen to us and what our fate is going to be that we have to have some kind of faith that we can get through it all and that things will be okay somehow.
I like to call it...
because it's all such a mystery.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Or
trust is a nice word.
Trust but or faith, hope.
But those words all go together, though, you know.
Except for faith sounds religious, meaning there's you're someone you're having faith in to help you do something.
Well,
you're, like
well
a God
it's,
or something.
It is kind of a faith, and I hate this term, so forgive me for using it. It's like a faith in the universe, in a sense. Of
well,
like,
that's what my friend
of,
that's, but that's
of,
great too,
of
because
like a faith in. You know,
nature.
I want to do something with my life, and everyone is telling me that it's really impractical for you to do that thing. But I'm going to do it anyway because I have this. And that's another thing about the mystery of what I consider spirituality is just whatever it is that's inside you that makes you want to be a writer or that you have a talent to study dinosaurs or you know, that just comes out of – that shit all comes out of nowhere. And it's – the pursuit of what's within us, it's such a mystery that really brings out my spirituality, what I consider my spirituality, is just having faith in that, of following that wherever that goes, you know. Yeah.
And creating what happens closer to the creator.
What does it do to your faith when you don't get a following?
Hey, welcome to my world. But that's the thing, is then you also have to, it's not a faith of if I do this, I'll be successful, although I think we all kind of cling to that. But it's like, this will take me on the path in life that I'm supposed to be on, which might involve a lot of pain and suffering,
taking chances,
yep. and depression, and being,
and you know,
unhappy.
What you're putting yourself into.
But hopefully, I'm on the right path towards what some force within me told me that I should be doing, and kind of following that force wherever it takes you is kind of part of my idea of what spirituality is.
I see.
But it's also recorded in history that if you don't do something bad, the thing that happens to you when you do that thing bad won't happen to you. So, we know that when we do A, B will happen. So, I mean, if we just look to the future,
if you're thinking you don't know if you're going to get hit by a car,
but
like some horrible disaster will happen to you, you know. But if you're like, oh, I'm interested, I have a passion for music or whatever, I have a passion for whatever subject, I want to be an orthodontist or whatever it is. That's
a butt doctor.
I want to be a dentist.
that you know, to follow that, you know, that's not necessarily going to take you to like this.
So you think it's a higher power that's driving so many Mexicans to cut lawns? I'm just curious if that's part of it.
They're like this. The circumstance of their life has put them
godless
in that position. You know?
I'd buy that if
not necessarily miserable.
It's true. Absolutely.
No,
true.
I got my wife a leaf blower for Christmas last year.
Your wife's Mexican?
She's 100% Mexican. And boy,
did you get her some Windex too?
She
to
loves
it.
She loves it, and she took to it like a fish to water. And,
that's the funniest wetback reference I've ever heard.
It's funny just because I can't help but be funny. But it's
just
also
like getting
true.
Her an iron.
Jimmy, you're an atheist. It sounds like.
You know what?
You don't like the word.
I think, I like the word atheist. I like that I don't believe in a God separate from me or a sky God as people. I don't believe in there is no such thing as, but I don't think that I believe anything different than what David believes. I think that we all are part of the same energy. The same energy that's in you is in me. And by the way, that energy that's moving my mouth and my hands right now has always been here and will always be here. And it's only in me temporarily.
In the form of cannabis.
In this
form. Well, hello.
So I think I absolutely agree with you. I think we're on the same page.
Yes.
And to reiterate, I will gladly call myself an atheist.
Yes.
And I think religion has no place in government.
And we also live in a country where it's inconceivable that someone who would be considered a serious candidate for president would be an atheist. Doesn't that seem like just inconceivable that would ever happen?
I think Obama's going to bust out next year and be like,
no. He's not an
big
atheist.
A on my shirt.
Yeah, no.
No. You sure?
The only thing
I don't
his shirt is going to be a target.
Can I or a Wall Street sticker. Can I make...
And I do agree that religion makes people stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know that we agree. More than three quarters.
Can I make one point, though, that I think that when people say, well, religion doesn't do any harm, let them believe in God. It helped my mother when my dad died. She realized if she didn't have religion, she would have fell apart. And I'm like, you know, you could look at it that way, or you could look at it like, wow, isn't that sad that she never really went through the steps to figure out what she really felt about life?
Right.
And she needed to cling to a superstition that was empty and meaningless to get her through the most maybe there's a transcendental truth she would have come to if she didn't have this pretend sky god that she clung to.
And a lot of that is about, and I think religions have done this with very poor people in states of poverty and misery, of just be part of our religion, have faith. I know it sucks now, but when you die, it's going to be fucking great.
Well, that's what they did when they sent
so
the...
It doesn't motivate them to pull themselves out of the poverty.
Right,
They sent the solar Bibles to Haiti after the earthquake. This whole group of Christians sent like 100 solar talking Bibles to Haiti.
That's what you need. That's what you need when you're destitute.
Sold that thing?
I would have only no agreed with that if the Bibles had been made of meat.
Right.
You know, and they could have eaten them.
Right.
aren't there? But you know that when they, you know, when you hear of the Christians going to Africa and stuff to do to convert people, what do they call it? Missionaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really works. Like, there's more Christians in Africa than there are in Europe, I think. Like, it's unbelievable.
And guess what's happening over
there?
They're
taking it.
In mass.
Going with it.
Witch hunts. They're killing kids.
Homophobia.
They're murdering children. Homophobia. That's the problem with religion. But God's okay.
But what's homophobia? What is that?
Homophobia.
Oh,
homophobia. I have that.
Is the fear of Barry Cuomo.
So much funnier than where I was going.
Him.
Nice.
Which is kind of interesting because Perry Como was a barber. Did you know that?
I did know that. He was an Italian barber.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's perfect. That. That's so perfect.
He really was. Wow. And his name was Como. His real name is, it's an Italian name. He sure it was Come Over.
Right.
Well, I can't thank all of you enough for being here. I really appreciate you coming.
It's a great show.
I love you coming in here and asking that question. I want to make sure you understand that you're wrong. There are atheists all over the globe who are quite sure that there's no God, and you need to understand something about atheists as well that's very important. The atheists that believe that will change their mind when someone proves there's a God in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I will.
In a heartbeat.
Show me undeniable
evidence. And I assure you,
evidence.
If that ever happens, if somebody – we can go along if we want.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Sure.
When she unbuttoned her shirt, I thought there was a God.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
Today we would like to give a shout out to Ron Paul. Ron Paul, you're an ass.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with David Feldman, Frank Conniff, and Jimmy Dore.
He's
coming over.
We live. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I'm just curious. We live in America.
Okay.
And there's an ideal of freedom and democracy that we can never actually achieve.
Yeah, I call it a false ideal.
That's right. Yeah. But are we wrong to have faith in a country and what the country could be?
Faith is not a word I like to use because of the problems that come with belief systems as opposed to logic, reason, and critical thinking. So I shy away from words like faith.
But, I mean, can you see – I'm curious. Can you see an absolute in front of you that is unattainable but something that you want to walk towards to try to be as close to it as you can?
Sure.
My tits.
Well,
hello.
So isn't that faith?
Yes.
I'm not arguing.
No, I know. I want to answer your question honestly and thoughtfully. To answer your question without any pretense, without even trying to imagine where you're going with this, my immediate response is the art that I like to do, the work that I do in comedy and in television and producing and directing. I really, really.
Did you know some people? Because I want to break into that field.
Yeah, that's hilarious, Frank.
But is there a perfection? Is there a perfect? Is there something you want to do that you know is unattainable, but you're striving towards it?
Yes.
Have a penis.
Yes.
I'm also available to act.
On a personal order, the answer is the fundamental that I build my foundation, I build my entire life on, every choice I make, to not pull my cock out because I don't know Frank well enough to do that gag. That's – I'm not kidding. That is the foundation on which all of that lies is we need, as human beings, we need to live every day as well, as happy, as helpful, and as joyful as humanly possible. That's the perfection I shoot for.
And that's a belief system that you have.
I don't have any problem with calling that a belief system.
Right,
I'm comfortable with that.
Right.
That's absolutely. And it differs from some. I was married to a woman who said you can't have joy without the pain. They go hand in hand. And I've philosophically been arguing that in my mind ever since breaking up with her.
It's like sunshine and rain.
What?
It's like joy and pain is like sunshine and rain.
Or ebony and ivory, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you believe there's perfection on the planet Earth?
Have you seen my Citizen Jimmy special?
Mm-hmm. I believe perfection is a
chosen best of the year by iTunes.
Did you hear that plug? It was genius.
chosen best of the year by iTunes. And punchline.
Rarely, but I've seen things that I think are can be perfection.
Do you think there are things that are perfect and that everybody can agree that it's perfect?
No, absolutely not. No.
What about a puppy?
Because of religion.
No, not everybody believes puppies are perfect when they're cooked medium rare.
Well, also they'll pee on your carpet and stuff, you know. Yeah.
I would say a puppy is not perfect. No, an infant is not perfect.
I've never heard anybody who saw Citizen Jimmy not like it.
Is there anything that is...
there are no universal absolutes.
Let's think about this. I can't think of
you
any...
You think you should kill somebody.
What?
Gravity.
Say it again?
Do you think you should kill somebody?
No, I think killing is wrong fundamentally on every level. I try not to
kill. Is that an absolute truth?
For me, it is. What about Hitler? I know that that's different for other people.
If you could kill Hitler...
Nope.
What if you could kill him?
No,
I
wouldn't.
What about Hitler?
I wouldn't have killed Osama bin Laden.
What about Hitler?
I would have captured him.
What about Hitler?
I would have felt sorry that he only had one testicle.
You know, I take it back. I think killing Jimmy is appropriate.
can you see how a group of people could agree on some absolutes, some moral absolutes,
and then
codify it?
Well, I think we have. It's called law. We do that. We know that rape is wrong, and we
well, that's what the Talmud is.
I know that the Talmud tries to claim that it's invented morality, but it's a lie.
No. The Talmud is just a series of laws that you discuss. And
yes, and it claims
Sharia. It's like Sharia. It's a Jew Sharia law.
That's also Sharia law, which is
and the Catholics have canon law.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's everybody has their own law.
But
it's not
canon law.
It's called ethics
with William
and
Conrad?
law. It's. It's called ethics.
So Quinn Mark is involved in all this, is what you're saying. I'm learning theological things I never knew before.
It's called ethics, and law is how you enforce it.
Well, Barnaby Jones is the one.
Barnaby Jones, a reference. Nice. Very nice. But what's your point there? I mean, what are you saying?
I'm just curious as to what you believe in and what you believe that if humans – because my path towards the light is finding what is universal, what we all share,
yeah,
and that's where I find God. So I'm just curious.
Have you traveled abroad much?
I've traveled overseas, but dressed as a man. I went for it, Frank.
That wasn't a bad delivery on that one. That was a nice turn of phrase.
I did not see it coming.
No, nice. We have pros in the room.
I think there are absolutes in this world.
Now, David,
give me some absolutes.
Do you see how I easily enjoyed your humor? Do you see how that happened? Why is it such a struggle for you to enjoy me sometimes?
Because he's striving for perfection.
Okay.
All right.
I think puppies are cute.
Yeah.
I think everybody believes that puppies are cute.
Everybody?
That's what I call my penis, puppy.
That's absolutely
That's
not
what
true.
I call your penis.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there's a person on the planet who doesn't.
You want a treat?
I have a video that proves that you're wrong.
The crush videos?
There's a guy kicking a puppy.
Oh, how about that guy
over in Iraq?
The soldier who threw it off the.
I don't think that he thinks.
I think that there's people.
Michael Vick.
Honestly,
how about Michael Vick?
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, I think that for most of us, we see a puppy and we melt and we just want to pet it and oh my God, a puppy. But I think there are people who will look at a puppy, not that they hate the puppy, not that they want to kick it, but they'll go, oh, puppy, whatever, and they move on.
Right.
And, you know, there are people. It's not
my
an
grandfather
absolute that everybody
that kind of asshole.
just completely falls apart like I do for puppies and kittens.
But I'm curious what that means to you. In other words, I'll agree that it's an almost absolute. I will, but I won't go universal absolute because I've seen a man on video kick a fucking dog into a gully. He doesn't think that dog's cute, or he wouldn't have been able to kick it, I would presume.
Why do I have an erection?
gully, good word. Gully.
All right.
So I'm curious what you mean, though. What are you getting at? We're going long. I know. We're going long. You know what? This is going so well. I'd like to do another hour. Can you guys hang out for a second hour?
I got
to
take off.
Fuck off. Come on.
Are you going to alert the affiliates?
Yeah, well, let the is that all right? Can everybody hang out?
You alert Frank, the affiliates.
Frank, what do you got going?
So able to hang out another hour.
It's Frank has no life, too. Good. Thank you.
Let me check my calendar. 2013, 2014. Yeah, I'm wide open.
All right, that's it. I want to thank my guests, David Feldman, Frank Conniff, and Jimmy Dore. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and New Dissident Radio. Tune in next week, where our guests will be, again, David Feldman, Frank Conniff, and Jimmy Dore. That's right, this is a two-part episode. You are listening to the end of part one of episode 46. Next week, episode 47, again, the continuation of our discussion with David Feldman, Frank Conniff, and Jimmy Dore. That's it for episode 46. I'm your host, Emery.
And
I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to the Facebook publicist, Cameron Winters, and our Wall of Reason moderator, Joe Wham Bam. Thank you, Swam.
You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
New Dissident Radio. On the interweb.